Chanderi, a town of dichotomies. A massive heritage arch bearing Mughal imprint welcomes us into Kadigati, the gateway to Chanderi. Amused, I rolled my eyes as our guide chirped, "This Chanderi is not the genuine one. The genuine one lies in ruins a few kilometers away in a jungle. That is today called Budi Chanderi, elderly Chanderi." Dichotomous, I thought, while clicking away. Our storyteller guide Kali Bai, well respected for his knowledge of local history and folklore, told us how the town moved from Budi Chanderi to the new location. He talked about a Gurjar Pratyara King Kirtpal who ruled Chanderi in the 10th–11th century. During one of his hunting expeditions, he felt thirsty near the modern Chanderi location and had some water from a pond. Leprosy afflicted him. As soon as his hand touched the water, it healed. He bathed in the water, and the bath cured him. This prompted him to move Chanderi to its current location. Chanderi, early history. Legend has it that Lord Krishna's cousin, Shishupala, established Chanderi. Archaeologists have found prehistoric cave paintings and stone tools during excavations of Budi Chanderi. Archaeologists have also unearthed a subsequent gestalt of settlement during the Gupta times, 4th to 6th centuries CE. Historians believe archaeologists have just about scratched the surface. They feel it won't be surprising to find Harappan-era archaeological remains here as it dates back to the Vedic period. A sprawling two-story Chanderi Archaeological Museum maintained by ASCII houses some of these finds. Chanderi, recent times. During the medieval times, Chanderi remained controlled by Delhi. It flourished, thanks to its strategic location on the trade route from Delhi to South India. A board in Chanderi declares 14th century Moroccan traveler Ibn Battuta has mention of Chanderi as a beautiful town with markets milling with people. Over the next few centuries, the Pratiyars ruled it, followed by Balban. Then it fell to Mughals in Babur's reign, before the sultans of Malwa occupied it. It served as an important outpost for the kingdom of Mandu. Then came the Bundalis of Orca till the British seized it and handed it over to Sindhias of Gwalior. The Rajputs took it during the 1857 mutiny, but the British soon won it again for the Sindhias. Those who ruled left their imprint on the town. Kirtidurg, Fort of Fame, built by Kirtipal with later day additions by different rulers, Betel Mahal, a gate leading to nowhere built by the Malwa kings, Kadigati Gateway, built to welcome the Sultan of Malwa Gaya Sudan Khilji, with no door or even no spot for hinges to hold a door. These facts had me rolling my eyes again. Though dichotomous, these imprints are grand. These don't just offer a glimpse into the history or heritage of this tiny town but are a stunning showcase of the bygone eras. In fact, recent Bollywood hits like Shree and Sui Dega have used Chanderi's backdrop for their stories. Quite a few reasons to visit these attractions at Chanderi. No? Chanderi, woven air. Be it in pure cotton, silk, or both, they call Chanderi fabric woven air, a lyrical way to express its lightness and translucency. Locals share many differing accounts about the origin of the fabric. While some attribute its origin to the mythical Mahabharata era when Shishupala founded the city, others talk about the times of Bundalis and Marathas when royalty favored it. In the days of royalty, the artisans wove gold and silver threads alongside the cotton and silk yarn. With the royals gone, copper thread polished with gold color has replaced the precious metals. The Geographical Indication of Goods, Registration and Protection, Act, 1999, protects the fabric, and hence, no one can copy it. Even now, thousands of artisans earn their livelihood by practicing this unique craft and the town has over 3,500 active looms weaving air. When you visit Chanderi, good karma says buy a sari or two to provide an honorable livelihood to these hard-working and talented craftsmen. It sure is an offer you can't refuse. So, planning a trip there soon? Busy now? pin it to enjoy later.